Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Just Until This Thursday. I'm your host, Lanelle, and I'm glad to be with you this Thursday, October 31st. Yes, in this world, there are many celebrations that are supporting the kingdom of darkness, but let's just be real, y'all. We know that we are coming against some serious spiritual warfare today, and I just want you to be aware. Oftentimes, we have talked about putting on our armor and recognizing we have the power in Jesus Christ to renounce, to reject, and to rebuke, and to bind in the name of Jesus the evil spirits that try to destroy our destiny that God has ordained before the foundations of this world. So I just wanted you to just keep that in mind on this day. I have listed a couple of different scenarios. When I say scenarios, there's actually events that are occurring around the world during this particular season. And I want you just to be aware. I want you to know that there are people who have been influenced and who have been innocent in supporting dead souls, okay? But what they're not recognizing here, these dead souls are known as familiar spirits. The familiar spirits are evil spirits that are used by Satan, of course. And these evil spirits are around to place a curse in the family on a person. And it can be something as not getting a particular job, or there's health, there's financial problems. But their goal is to distract you from what the true life is about in Jesus Christ. So I'm not going to go all into that today, because I want us just to recognize that although here in America it is Halloween, there are people doing trick-or-treating, I'm just praying for the believers on today, hallelujah, that if there is someone who comes to your door today, or if you're going to somebody else's door, that you are telling them about Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that you're sending a tract, that you are explaining to your children exactly what Halloween is about. It's not about a fun event. There is real curses that are occurring through wizards, witches, pagans, a religion called Wiccan. We have those who are Satanists. There's a different list of how many categories they fall in, but the bottom line is that they support Satan. So today's show is simply rejection. And we just got to pray as believers for these people to come to Jesus Christ, because his power has the ability for them to draw near onto him. But I want you to pray for a spirit of discernment, especially this day and for the days to come, because everything is not what it appears to be. And Satan is tempting all of us all the time, but it's up to us to reject his temptations. And there are those that have not rejected his temptations because of the promises that he has made that are temporary here on this earth. And when we look, when he tempted Jesus in the wilderness, he offered him all types of things, such as the kingdoms of this world, which I'm still like, what? How can you do that? Anyway, but I'm not getting into that. But he thought that he could. He thought that Jesus was going to be like, oh, yeah, let me take this. Let me worship you instead of God the Father in heaven. Come on. Anywho, but we recognize there are people who have accepted. Let me make this clear. They have accepted Satan's promises. They have accepted his powers that are temporary. He has promised them life in such a way that they're believing it's better than what Jesus Christ has done. And they're also believing that being Jesus's enemy, that Satan is greater than Jesus, that they're going to prosper some way, somehow. But don't get it twisted. With this trick and treat, he is treating people to have certain things here on this earth, and I'm talking about Satan, to have certain things, but he is tricking them. He is deceiving them. There are certain evil spirits that are tormenting The ones I'm talking about is the warlocks, the wizards, as we speak, the mediums, tarot card readers that are using evil spirits to so-called gain, but they're not gaining anything. They are losing, and they don't even know it. So we're going to get into the word just straight up, because this is critical. This is a critical time where we must recognize we are fighting a spiritual war here. And those that are rejecting Jesus, this is what he says. This is what he says in Luke 10, verse 16. He that heareth you heareth me. So those that are talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ, that are talking about the true salvation, they are hearing his word, okay? But those that despise you, the ones that are rejecting, who don't want to listen, who are like, shut up, what are you talking about? They're despising Jesus. And he that despises me, those that despise Jesus, those are who are rejecting him, they are despising and they're rejecting God the Father that is in heaven. Point blank. There ain't no other way to get around this, okay? But because we are believers of Jesus Christ, we have a specific power through the Holy Spirit to bind these evil spirits, okay? And we can get hyped about it, but guess what Jesus said in verse 20? Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, because they can't harm us in a way when we are rejecting and rebuking and telling them you better go in the name of Jesus, because his name is above what all names, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. That's where our joy comes from. That's where our peace comes from. We will feel tired, but like Paul said, do not be weary while doing good, because there is a treasure in heaven. Satan can only offer, hear me very well, please. He can only offer what is here on this earth, okay? He will offer men, women, power, but it's a sick power, okay? It is a sick, demonic power. But the one that is greater in us is greater than the one in the world, and that is the Holy Spirit. So don't be confused and deceived. Let's not be so jolly that there is candy sugar. Who knows where this sugar is coming from? Let's be real. These products are coming from, because we don't know that either. And just think like, oh, it's just a day. It's not that bad. You know, I'm not dressed in like a witch or a vampire. But the bottom line is you got to know your history of why is this day even created? Why is this season giving glamorization to familiar spirits, which are evil spirits that are working in Satan's kingdom? Bottom line, that's just what it is. And when you look into the Bible where Saul goes to a person that deals with a familiar spirit, he dies the next day. Because you know why? You're going to have to look up in Deuteronomy 20, verse 27, hallelujah, and you need to look up Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10 through 11, because God is specific about dealing with those that have made an agreement with whom? Satan, because it's his enemy. Hallelujah. I had to pause for a second there. I had to pause because what Jesus wants us to rejoice in, not putting on a facade that all is well here on this earth, is when I say that, he wants us to rejoice that we have treasures in heaven. Hallelujah. He wants us to rejoice in that he is our Lord and our Savior. He wants us to rejoice in that despite our sinful ways and however many sins we have committed, that he has the ability through God the Father to save us all. Now, whether people are going to take it, hey, I'm not that person. I'm not that person. But it was given on to them as well. So we have to pray today. And I just pray right now that you'll have the opportunity just to take 2-5 minutes for those that are caught up in Satan's kingdom. When I said they have literally made a choice to be a part of his kingdom, to pray for them to be delivered, that they will come away from their wicked ways, that they will repent, and that they will be able to tell about Jesus' salvation to those that are coming to them. When I say coming to them, the witches, the warlocks, the wizards, to receive something, to receive a promise that's not going to be good for them in the first place, but that they will come to Jesus Christ and then give him the glory and the honor, hallelujah, what he has done in their life, what he allowed to be delivered in their life, period. That's what we need to pray for on this day, because I'm just concerned. And God kept showing me this week. I was just like, Lord, what is this about? I mean, come on. Like, I was thinking about myself. But we got to pray, y'all, for our enemies. We got to pray for them, because they are just walking in blindness. They are walking in deceit. And they have this intention and believing that Satan's going to give them this world. And he can. But they will not see heaven in a way that they are going to be just glorifying God, giving him the praise and the glory. They're going to see him in hell. Like, that's real talk. And there's a story in the Bible where you see this rich man, he's asking for the beggar who had died as well to, like, please give me just a drop of water. Give me a drop of water. It is just so hot down here, wherever he was, when I say down here, in hell. And he couldn't. And he was like, just please, 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 please tell my people that they have to believe that there is a heaven and a hell, that God the Father is the true holy one. He is the King. He is majesty. And you know what the response was? Well, if they don't believe it, if they don't believe it now, they surely ain't going to believe it from you, even though you came from hell. That's real talk, y'all. So we just have to pray for our babies, the next generation to come, that we are not falling in the same traps of the people that are walking in ignorance, especially if we are believers of Jesus Christ. We have to recognize that if we are a friend of the world, we are an enemy of God, like straight up, straight up. Hallelujah. I just thank you, Lord. So it's great that we have a ability to do so many things through Jesus. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit has sealed us. We have to pray for those to join into this kingdom. We have to pray. We have to pray before they close their eyes and their spirit is about to leave their body. We have to pray that their spirit will be in paradise, hallelujah, with Jesus. Because he is interceding on our behalf, no doubt about it. But we got to pray, y'all, that people will come to know our God. Oh, it's just heavy on me today. And I just want us as believers to stop playing a game, stop being so stubborn, stop being so stiff-necked, stop being so convinced and so influenced, being gullible and naive. It is up to us to know this word. It is up to know what does God say about dealing with the kingdom of darkness. Hallelujah. What does he say from the beginning to the end? What does he say? Because he has given us information to carry us through this life. And we have to definitely pray for a spirit of discernment, because in the Bible, it is going to appear that everything that Satan does is not going to be always full of darkness and crud and blood and torment. And it's not going to look that way. We have to have this discernment from God above to know what is real and what is not real. And it says to test the spirit. You got to test these spirits, y'all. You can't fall for the okey-doke, as my grandma would say. You cannot fall for the okey-doke. And it says in 1 John chapter 4 that, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the what world? Those false prophets are abiding in Satan. By this you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God, this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and now is in the world already. That is the English Standard Version. All in the world already. So this Halloween mess is an Antichrist spirit upon it. There's no other way to say it. It's black or white. And it is what it is. It is what it is. And I was taken aback, to be totally honest with you, just doing, I'm not even a researcher, y'all, but just a little history that I found out. It was just so demonic. And people are believing that being a part of this dead, demonic rituals, that it's all good. Like, it's okay. It's innocent. We're trying to help people. Like, what? What? This is a time of, like, prosperity and favor. Like, what? No, that is not the case. And it was hard for me. I'm going to admit, I was watching these shows, and I literally had the Holy Spirit say, turn it off. Turn it off. Because my flesh wanted to laugh. I just wanted to relax. I just wanted to, you know, just chill out. And the Holy Spirit said, turn it off. The Holy Spirit told me to turn it off because this does not represent who I serve. Hallelujah, y'all. It was tough. I ain't gonna even lie, but I turned it off. I turned it off, and I was wrestling like, well, what am I gonna do now? Well, God basically told me, you better get up in this word. You better get up in this word. You better force feed yourself in this world. And I definitely just pushed myself. I was turning around, and when I say turning around, like, my eyes were getting glazy. I was feeling tired, like, ugh. But I have to definitely put on this armor, y'all. This armor is so necessary in these last days, and we definitely got to test the spirit. So let's look at 1 John chapter 4 again. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. Let's talk about it. The world listens to them. The world, we're talking about millions, billions from beginning to end, revelations. The world is going to coexist with us. Those that are believers in Jesus Christ, we believe we have been redeemed. Hallelujah. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. I hope y'all seeing this. There's a lot of spirits going on, right? The spirit of truth and the spirit of error. The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of discernment, the spirit of lust, the spirit of condemnation. We have to know what we are dealing with. And it just hurts my little heart that, you know, my children, and I'm trying not to be so overly protective, but I'm like, Lord, do we literally have to cut out in this world and live on a farm or something? Because I try to do my best to protect them from this spirit of error. But I'm starting to see it can be a little bit overwhelming how it is so saturated in this world system. So my prayer for them is, of course, to have their armor on as well, but that they would have a spirit of discernment even at the age of 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I'm talking about babes, y'all, that they would have a spirit of discernment. And I had to explain to them today when they went to school that they were going to see costumes and, you know, people giving out candy and spiders and, you know, ghosts and all types of stuff, but that was not glorifying God whatsoever. It was not a fun activity or event that God is like, oh, yeah, this is phenomenal. No. I had to explain that to them because they're children. Of course, they want to be involved. They don't want to feel left out. I get that. But I just had to reassure them that this is something that I even used to do when I was a child, even into an adult. And I had them dressing up when they were younger. But when God pushed me to look into the history, I couldn't go backwards. I couldn't say, oh, well, it's all right. You know, we're not putting on a scary costume. I had to let them know this is what it is. I mean, and it is what it is. So, hey, y'all, we gonna chill. And I'm just praying that they understand it's going to cost something. But the long run, they are going to win this race. Hallelujah. So let's just pray for those that are caught up in the Satan's kingdom, y'all, because there's a lot of them. And you'll see them all the time. They're glamorized in society. And when I say it's not even in America, it's all over the world. He has offered them, I'm talking about Satan, has offered them a promise. He has offered them some gain. He has offered them some power, just like he did Jesus, and they have accepted it. They have accepted it, and the power that they're receiving is from evil spirits. So that's why you got to know, what spirit are we talking about? Because those false spirits, false prophets, they're what? Evil spirits. You have to detect. And the story that just keeps popping up in my head is when Paul had to reject these evil spirits. And he was walking, there was a young girl, and I hope I have enough time. There was a young girl who was saying that he was a believer in Jesus Christ. And she just kept doing it over and over again. The people that had her, because she was a slave at the time or a servant, they were making money off of what she knew about. And so it was just vexing the spirit in Paul. And Paul just what? He commanded, binded the spirit to go. So once he did that, of course, the people that owned this girl got so upset, and you have to read the rest, what happens next. But he knew that this spirit was not from the Holy Spirit. It was not from God, okay? And I'm trying to find this story as we're speaking. But I just need y'all to test these spirits, y'all. Test these spirits. Test the spirit, because that's what we're going to know. What we're going to know, do they believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior? And let me just put this out there too. There are enemies of God that know that he is God. They know that Jesus is the Son of God, but they have just chosen a side. Okay, so don't think that some people running around here like, oh, I don't believe in Jesus and that's what he did. Nah, they know there is one, but they on just the wrong team, okay? They're on the wrong team. They are believing that Satan, because that's the team that they're on, is going to win this battle in the last days. So they're deceived, okay? They're deceived. Here we go. Acts 16. So this is what I'm talking about knowing how to do this. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved." Interesting. The way to be saved. Okay? He was able to bind that spirit because it was not from God. Deep, y'all. Isn't this deep? So let me just say this. These evil spirits are going to tell you a lie, all right? When I say that, they're going to deceive us in such a way, but they know, hear me well, they know who God the Father is, they know who Jesus Christ is, they know who the Holy Spirit is, okay? They know. Their job is to what? To destroy, to kill, and mislead, and deceive, to lie to us, to rob. But they be knowing, y'all. And I'm still impressed by what? I mean, like, she told the truth, right? But it was not from the right spirit. What? What?
Oh, y'all, okay, we got to talk about that next week. So let me just read this real quick. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My time is getting very tightly, but it's all good. It's all good. Oh, y'all, I don't know if I have enough time. But I wanted just to show this story, but I'll just, again, tell you to look in Acts 16, verse 17. It's in Acts 16, verse 17. And, of course, ask God to give you the discernment to do this because it's just a bomb story. So the crazy part is this is how we know it wasn't from God, because guess what? Paul and them get in trouble afterwards. So when I say trouble, they're going to have to face something. They're facing a tribulation. Woo! Ooh, they're facing a tribulation. Okay. All right, so here we go. Acts 16, verse 16. So once when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a female slave who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. We'll get into that. Leviticus 19 and 20. She earned a great deal of money for her earners by fortune-telling. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved." She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said to the spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." And at that moment, the spirit left her. 19, when her owners realized that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities. They brought them before the magistrate and said, "These men are Jews and are thrown into a city of an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for Romans to accept or practice." Basically, Paul and Silas get beat up. They go to the jail. You see, and they start singing, "Earthquake, let the prisoners out." What? Point is this. The question would be, I have the question, but I just don't have enough time to answer it. So I'm going to talk about this next week. Hallelujah. Be discerning on today and pray for those that just don't know just yet what they're getting involved in. All right. Talk to y'all next week. Bye-bye.